The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Our first reading this morning is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The prophets predicted a great restoration when the people would return home to Israel after living in captivity in Babylon. Yet when they returned home, they found devastation and ruin. Basically, they were told that that was caused by their own fault. They were not acting justly or taking care of one another. But once they began to do that, to love and care for one another, then they could expect the blessings of God. Our second reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. When Paul entered Corinth, he proclaimed Christ crucified. The Corinthians recognized the power of the cross and the Holy Spirit. And when they did, they turned to God. And this morning's gospel follows Matthew from last weekend, the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes were that, we might say, that inner change or transformation that we are challenged to live. We all hear this weekend about salt and light. And while the Beatitudes are the inner part of that, the salt and light are the outer part. It is what we live day in and day out. It is our faith in action. We think of salt, perhaps we think of the fact that throughout history, salt has been used as a preservative. And of course, we know that it gives flavor to food, and there's also a purifying element to it. Light, well, what can we say about light other than it allows us to see? In the darkness of night, it is the light that allows us to see what's in front of us when we walk about. Light and salt. That's what we are. And that's what we are called to be. As Isaiah mentions in the first reading about doing these good things, sharing our bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked. Allow people to see that our faith is more than just spending 45 minutes to an hour once a week in a building with other like-minded individuals, but that our faith is something that we live and that we practice and that we allow people to see in action. There are some people that think, oh, no, no, no. my religion is a private matter. Well, it might be private, but it is also something that we are challenged to live fully so that people can see who we are. Have we ever heard of the term, he or she's the salt of the earth? Well, of course, I don't remember it ever happening to me, but it's a positive evaluation of how somebody lives. And so it is on this particular weekend as we think about being salt and being light. Let us heed the words of the prophet Isaiah, and let us live our faith to the fullest, showing God and our neighbor that we love and care for them.